各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
又三个月没有回来了。
Haven't been back in about 3 months.
感谢主，在这三个月里面，我去了一次台湾，去了一次中国。
Thank God, within these3 months, I've been to Taiwan and to China.
台湾我去一个叫做客家宣教神学院去教书。
In Taiwan, I taught at a seminary
Hakka.
Called Hakka Seminary.
然后到中国我就去三个地方，一个是江苏，两个地方在安徽，一个地方在山东，一共四个地方。
So in China, I visited 4 places, 2 places in Jiangsu, 1 in Anhui, and another in Shandong.
感谢主，在这一圈差不多25天回来。
Thank God that I've been to these places within 25 days.
出了个小小的意外。
Had a minor accident.
但是神的保守。
But under God's protection.
在山东的最后一天，从那个车上掉下去，摔下去了。因为下车的时候不小心。
During the last day in province of Shandong, I fell off transportation vehicle. I slipped.
也大概太累了。
And it's probably because I was very tired.
所以一只脚跨出去了，另外一只脚就勾了自己的背包的袋子上，就摔下去了。
So I took my first step and my other foot was caught on my backpack.And I got caught and I tripped and fell off the vehicle.
我一路摔下去的时候一直在叫，神啊救我。
So as I was falling, I kept praying to God, God, please help me.
我们这个七十几岁的人不应该摔跤的，摔跤很危险。
Well, people like me, about 70 years old, shouldn't, it's very dangerous for us when we fall.
好好的重重的摔在地上，头嘣的一下子，这天就在转，在转。
I fell pretty hard, and after I hit my head, I started getting dizzy. The
三四个人就来把我抓起来。
3 or 4 people came to help me up.
谁叫你动动手好不好
？And they told me to move my arms.
动动脚好不好
？Move my legs.
没事。
Everything was okay.
就是这两胸很痛，很痛。
But it was very painful on my chest.
他们说一定是你的肋骨断了。
Oh, maybe it's because you have a broken rib.
我心想，我头摔在地上，人摔在地上，怎么肋骨断了？
So I thought to myself, well, I fell on my head, and how can my ribs be broken?
但是呢，在下面最后一场，希伯来书10章、11章、12章、13章、4章，我实在教不下去了。
During my last lesson, I was teaching Hebrews chapter 11 to 14. 13. I couldn't teach anymore.
It just made me 痛得不得了，呼吸的痛。
It got so painful that it was starting to be painful as I was breathing.
所以后来两个钟头不到，他们说，希望你不要再教了，你不要再教了，你教了我们着急死了，我们看着是着急啊。
So after about 2 hours, they said, Elder Xu, don't teach anymore. We're getting a little nervous because of how you're feeling.
那里面有两个医生过来，一个呢就给我。擦这个打这个这个叫做云南白药哦，喷云南白药，又是红的又是白的，不知道什么东西。
So two doctors came and took a look at me, and one of them gave me Chinese herbal topical medicine that's red and white and powder.
另外一个他说就是吃一颗止痛剂。
And another one gave me a painkiller pill.
最后一个 insist 去人民总医院。我是那里医生，我帮你去做胸透，就 X 光啊。
And another suggested that I go to the doctor to get a to X-ray exam.
我就右胸透、左胸透都透过了。
So my left chest and my right chest both passed exam.
我们快50到美国来，快50年了。我们来的时候，台湾来的时候，一张大的这个 X 光片哦，居然突然之间。这几十年之后又出现了、哦、要叫我一张 X 光片，我看了看也看不懂。
I've been to America for about 50 years, and before the X-ray exam was pictures was large in size, and now I've taken another exam. I still don't understand what I'm looking at.
他写了好多这个整个的胸怎么样，骨头怎么样， 横哥墨怎么样，只写了一大堆，我看不懂。
So there was a lot of explanation on the film, and however I look at it, I still cannot understand what it was saying.
所以我就请了医生来，我说你帮我解释一下，这是什么灵。
So I told the doctor and asked him to please explain what all those descriptions meant.
他用一句英文讲。
So he just used one word in English.
It seems that all are normal. 看起来都很正常。
I said, praise God.
魔鬼撒旦攻击我, 但是神保守我, 但他的仆人一根骨头都没有折断。
Satan attacked me, but under God's protection, his servant did not have one bone that was broken.
5月4号发生事情, 5月4号, 我就到了上海, 从浦东坐飞机回来了。
So the day after, I took a plane, left Pudong, Shanghai, and came back home.
感谢主，今天要和你们分享。 请在我们读三段圣经，一段在哥林多后书第十二章第九节到第十节，零后十二章九节到十节。
So I'd like to share a few passages with you. The first one being 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 to 10.
我们如果找到，我们就同声来中文的念，英文的话你们也可以念，但是我们不用分开念，一起念，好不好？
Once you find it, let us all read in unison in English and in Chinese.
哥林多后书第十二章第九节，他对我说，
to me,
我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的能力，抚庇我，好叫基督的能力抚庇我。为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦、威可喜乐。因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。还有一个地方，第十一章。 就在这个十一章里面，请大家看28到30节，就在上前面。第零后的十一章28节，除了在外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。有谁软弱，我不软弱了；有谁跌倒，我不焦急了。我若必须自夸，就夸那。 关乎我软弱的事了。还有一个地方，就是今天另外一个地方，就是在哥林多前书九章，哥林多前书九章第十二、22到23节。
Another passage I'd like to share is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22 to 23.
哥林多前书第九章22节，像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人。 为要得软弱的人，像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。我们一起来做个祷告。Let
us pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。Dearest
Heavenly Father, we thank
让你的仆人在这个地方再次用你的话语和众人勉励。
To allow your servant to use your words to encourage and admonish the people.
圣经说，你的话一解开就发出亮光，使愚人有智慧。
Your word says when your word is released, it brings power and gives wisdom to people.
主啊，求主，这是帮助我们，在这世上我们有很多很多的原则，但是没有一个原则是属天的原则。
Lord, we know that there's many principles in life, but we know, Lord, that only your principles gives wisdom.
而且我们太多的时候，我们感到软弱。
And we know there's many times that we feel weak.
求主今天让我们找到一条从软弱为强之道。
When we find in weakness, we may find strength.
感谢主，我们今天在这个地方安静在你的面前。
We thank you, Lord, that we can be quiet before you.
求你掌握这个全这个会场里面的气氛。
May you control the atmosphere today.
让这圣灵在我们中间做奇妙的工作。
May your spirit work miracles in our lives.
这样祷告祈求感谢，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 刚刚我们读了好几节圣经。
We've read a few passages.
讲到保罗说，什么时候我软弱？
So Paul says that whenever I am weak, I am strong. And he also says, I like to boast in my weakness so that the strength of Christ may cover me.
凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦是可喜乐的。
And he says that in the passage that I am content with all of my weakness and persecutions.
这些话保罗讲的好像充满了矛盾。These
words from Paul seems full of contradiction.
这些软弱刚讲的是个对立的名词，怎么他说他这两样他都会夸，他都喜欢。
And weakness and strength seems to be two opposing words. What does he mean by he's content with these?
他不夸自己的本领和强项，反而夸自己软弱。
He doesn't boast about his strengths or his qualities, but he boasts about his weakness.
而且奇怪，最后他说以身受软弱困苦是可喜乐的，这我们不能了解。
And he also says that he is content with his weaknesses, his insults and hardships. These things it's hard to understand.
再讲一句话，平常这是对立和矛盾的名词。
In another words, these are contradictory and opposing terminology.
但是他现在，他以软弱、凌辱、困苦、逼迫，众人厌弃的东西，他碰到他，他喜欢了。
So these things, when we talk about weaknesses, insults, and hardships, these are things that people despise, but he boasts about them.
各位弟兄姊妹，在很多很多这个圣经学者认为，主要的保罗碰到一件事情，他和基督的能力挂钩了，和基督能力连接上了。But
many commentaries describe that Paul is able to do this is because he is connected with God.
在基督的能力中，那些对立的、矛盾的名词变成相辅相成、水乳交融了。And
in all of these things, through Christ, all of these opposing and contradictory things can work together.
其实中国人有一句话说，一个人有生老病死。So
in Chinese saying, there's four phases in life. Your birth.
Death.
Birth, death, sickness, and aging.
所以老病和死不是都是软弱的吗?
So aging, sickness, and death, aren't those all weaknesses?
除了肉体之软弱,
so not only physically are you weak, but also emotionally and spiritually
you're also weak. 我们和家人的情感有时候时高时低, 很多时候软弱。
So a lot of times the relationships that you have with family can be up and down. Sometimes it can be weak.
我们的财务经济上不是有时候也有软弱吗?
Don't we have weaknesses sometimes in our financial situation?
有很多时候我们就想到我们的软弱，就用有很多方法去隐瞒我们的弱点，想方法去补救。
So a lot of times when we think about the weaknesses and the flaws that we have, a lot of times we try to cover them up or escape from them.
如果做不到隐瞒和补救的话，会感到苦闷、很忧郁、愤怒，甚至逃避。
So a lot of times when we face these weaknesses and we have no solutions, we become frustrated, we become anxious, and a lot of times we try to escape from these.
常常我们花了很多的力气。 于事无补，那些弱点和缺点仍然存在。So
a lot of times in all that we do with all our strength, we try to conquer these weaknesses, but they fail and we continue to have these flaws and weaknesses.
各位弟兄姊妹，今天我来并不是来发现你有什么软弱。So
today, this morning, I'm not here to just talk about the weaknesses that you have.
我也不是要问你知不知道你有什么软弱。And
I'm not here to ask if you know yourself what weaknesses you have.
是我要请你们去处理这些软弱。It's
that I want to help you deal with the weaknesses.
你能不能把这个软弱转弱为强？Are
you able to turn these weaknesses into strengths?
把你这软弱变成神里面的刚强。
the weaknesses that you have to turn it into the strength that is in God.
各位弟兄姊妹, 你会说,
you may ask, Elder Shu, is this possible?
我告诉你, 当然不可能。
And I'll tell you, of course it is impossible.
不过你不可能, 我不可能,
but it may be impossible for you, it may be impossible for me, but it is possible with God.
只是你肯不肯把你的主权交出来, 让他来掌管, 让他来帮助你。
But the question is, are you willing to submit yourselves and ask God to help you?
让他来管理你的身心灵, 让他的大能主聘。
So allow Him to control your soul, your heart, and your mind so that His strength can cover you.
如果你看圣经, 以赛亚书第六章的时候, 有这样一个经验。
If you see in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, there's an experience there.
以赛亚他在 乌西亚王崩的时候，就死掉那一年，看见神高高的坐在他的宝座上。
So in the year of King Uzziah, in his last year of reign, he had a vision from God that God was on his throne.
他说神的一场高到掌管里，盖满的全殿，全殿都盖满。
And he saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the whole temple.
那个沙拉佛,就是那个沙拉佛在飞翔。
And above him stood the seraphim flying.
有三对翅膀,一对在遮脸,一对在遮脚,一对在你飞翔。
And each of them had six wings, two covered their face, and two covered their feet, and two that they flew with.
很多人解释就是为什么把脸 和脚遮起来，就是你做的事不要让人家都知道。And
a lot of commentators explain, well, why do you need to cover your face and your legs? Because you don't want people to see what you have done.
他一路飞翔的时候，一路说圣哉圣哉圣哉，神的威严存在全地。And
as they were flying, they were shouting, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory."
那以赛亚说，我那个时候。 就在那个地方，心里面很害怕。
So Isaiah at that moment was very scared.
他说我是嘴唇不洁的人，住在嘴唇不洁的人中间，我实在害怕。
And he said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips."
结果有一个沙拉佛，就一个烧红的炭，沾他的口，洁净他。
And then one of the seraphim flew to him. And he used a burning coal he had taken from the tongs to cover his mouth.
以赛亚说：“我又听到一个声音说，我要在这里，我要差遣谁？谁肯为我去呢？”
And then Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?"
你看这个里面谁肯？他没有说谁能。各位弟兄们，你若肯，神就能。So
here you want to pay attention to. It says, who will go for us? It did not ask who can go for us.
其实你我太多的时候就把我们自己主权抓得紧紧的。So
a lot of times, our problem is we hold on to our own sovereignty.
我们根本不愿意把我们的主权让出去。We
don't want to give up our sovereignty.
各位弟兄们,我们常常自己软弱,自己不够,自己有缺点的时候,
a lot of times when we still have these flaws and these weaknesses, we're still holding on to the sovereignty and the authority.
所以你看以赛亚他说,我肯,我在这里,请差遣我。
But Isaiah says, I will, please send me.
这个很有意思,弟兄们,我停在这儿。你我不是靠你的能,你实在是不能,靠我的能是绝对不可能。
So this is very interesting here. When we talk, if it's up to you, you're not able to do it. If it's up to me, I'm not able to do it.
我们只有好好的肯交出自己的主权，让神来带领我们从软弱的地方变成刚强。The
only thing that we can do is give it up to our God, and then He will make our weaknesses into strength.
在罗马书第八章。 35到37节讲到我们和神的爱不会隔绝。
And in Romans chapter 8, it says that the love of God will never separate us.
我念给你听三十八节。哦，他说，因为我深信，无论是生是死，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里面的。
So Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39, it says, For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
他里面还讲到，如果我们靠着我们爱我们的主，在一切的事上能够得胜而有余了。
So, and it also says in Scripture that if we rely and trust in our God, then we are more than conquerors.
各位弟兄姐妹，神的爱或者神的大能都是神的作为。
So, God's love and His, God's power are all from, God's power.
那要赐给那些相信他能够肯让神来管理你的人。
And He's willing to provide this.To the people that love him and that believe in him.
当我们人的软弱，真正的接触到基督的能力的时候，人的软弱就被基督能力覆辟了。
When we allow ourselves to connect with God, our God's strength covers our weaknesses.
这个人就会被基督能力所充满。
And this person will be able to be filled with.The power of Jesus.
他就会转弱为强，从苦闷和忧郁中走出来了。
And he will be able to walk out of their weaknesses and their flaws.
各位弟兄姊妹，不要以为只是传道人不软弱，谁说啊？
Oh, don't think that pastors are not weak and have flaws.
保罗不是刚刚讲过了吗？他说，你看，这些教会的事天天压在我身上，有谁软弱我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒我不焦急呢？你看保罗还不是一样。
So Paul also has these weaknesses, and he's stressed and burdened with the pressures that come from the church.
去年我十月一号的时候，在中国，在北京带领他们的教会里面的一个退休会。
I led a church retreat back in China.
我没有想到他们跑来快200个传道人，他们是12个聚会点来的。
And I didn't know that there would be about around 200 pastors that would attend.
我和两位、三位比较熟一点。
I was more close or familiar with two or three of them.
昨天晚上就收到一个传道人给我的一个 email。
And last night I received an email from one of the pastors.
他说：“哎呀，哎呀，他说徐牧师啊，他们都叫我徐牧师。徐牧师啊，我好软弱，我好软弱，求你为我祷告。”
And the email said, "Oh, Pastor Xu, they call me Pastor. Ask me to pray for him. I'm feeling so weak."
我马上写，我说我一定为你祷告。不过呢，我明天。要回到母会去讲人的软弱和基督能力这篇道。
And I responded, I will definitely pray for you. And I mentioned that I will tomorrow I will be going back to my home church and I will be preaching a message about this topic.
我现在就给你传过来。
I will send you the message now.
希望能够帮助你。
I hope that it will help you.
我马上就上线了。
So I sent it right away.
这个世界有了这种 email 太棒了。
It is really convenient now that we have email.
想当年我和我太太求婚的时候根本没有 email.
I remember back in the day when I proposed to my wife, there was no such thing as email.
70年代的时候我们只能够写信和靠打电话。
So in the 70s, we were only able to write letters or call on the telephone.
电话太贵，从美国打到台湾一分钟两块钱。
But a phone call is way too expensive. From the U.S. to Taiwan is about $2 a minute.
我想想看，讲十分钟就20块钱，太贵了。
So I thought about it. Oh, if I talk for 10 minutes, it's $20. That's too expensive.
不过后来求婚的时候是用电话的。
But when I proposed, I used the telephone.
各位用的呗。现在这个 email 太棒了，一下子就送过去。他马上说， 哎呀，我看了你以后，我心里面就流眼泪，一直也流眼泪。
So thanks to email, after sending that, he says after reading the message, he was filled with tears.
其实神喜欢那些愿意亲近神的人。
Actually, God loves people that want to draw close to Him.
神也喜欢去亲近那些软弱的人。
And God loves to draw near to the people that are weak.
换句话，神对那些自认为软弱的人才有办法。
So in other words, God God likes to do things to work in the people that think that they are weak.
假如你认为自己很棒，我很不错，我什么都不错，我不过只有这么一点点麻小的东西，我看神没什么办法帮助你。
If you think you are very capable and you always think of yourself very highly, then I don't think God is willing to work in you.
我们往往以为神看重是我的优点和我的长处。
And we always,
your good points or your strong points.
If you always think about your strong points and your strengths.
在撒母耳记上十六章三七节说，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，神耶和华是看内心。
In the book of 1 Samuel, it explains that people look at the outside, but God sees the heart.
的确如此，神喜欢用一个外面软弱，可是里面愿意顺服神的人。
So God likes to use the people that look weak on the outside and are humble and submissive on the inside.
我想想你自己有孩子的人。
So those of you that have small children,
你喜欢那个孩子，喜欢跑来找爸爸。妈妈，请你帮个忙。你说好啊，好啊，可以啊。
Don't you like that when your children come to you and ask for your help?
神看重一个人能够外里面顺服，外面软弱，但是他愿意来投靠神。
So God likes the people that are weak on the outside and are humble on the inside and that come to Him.
神愿意去掉他的缺点。抚庇他的软弱，把他成为一个刚强的人。
So God can rid them of their weaknesses and cover them with His strength.
对不起，这怎么开呀、啊？嗯 ，How to open？
这个就这样啊。
哦，记得了。我刚很软弱，他帮我忙。所以我们看到。神喜欢一个软弱但是很顺服的人。
So here we can see that God likes a person that is weak and is willing to submit.
哥林多前书第一章二十七节，神偏偏要拣选世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；他又偏偏拣选了世上软弱的，叫强壮的去羞愧。
First, chapter 1, verse 27 of 1 Corinthians.
Got it?
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despises the world, even things that are not, to bring nothing to things that are.
你看看。神会喜欢偏偏去拣选那个。我请问你，那个时候神在旧约的时候拣选以色列民，难道以色列是大国吗？小小的国家。
So here we see that God chooses the weak. We see in the Old Testament that God chose the Israelites. Now let me ask you, is Israelites a powerful nation?
为什么不拣选中国这个大国，这么多人吗？
Why didn't he choose China? It's a big nation with many people.
神叫那个软弱的人，他从他那显得他的能力。
Because God shows his strength through the weak.
马太福音第五章二到三节，他开口教训他们，他就是主耶稣开口教训他们，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So in Matthew chapter 5, we see the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches in verse 3, Blessed are the poor in spirit, For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这里虚心的英文叫 the poor in spirit， 刚刚念的，就是说心里谦卑、自认为不够的人。
So here we see that what the poor in spirit, the people that admit that they are weak.
这种人来到神的面前，神就祝福他们，把天国赐给他们。
So when they come before the Lord, God blesses them and says, theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
圣经中有许多许多例子，我讲三个给你听。
So there's many examples in the Bible, and I will share with you three of them.
一个叫以利亚。
First one is Elijah.
圣经说以利亚是和我们一样性情的人。
So in the Bible it says Elijah is similar to us.
但是神大大的用他。
But God used him greatly. He's a very famous prophet among the major prophets.
神他恳切祷告, 神就天就三年零六个月不下雨, 他一再祷告, 天就下雨了。 你看他有多少能力的, 他一人的祷告是多有能力的。
So because of his prayer, God let it rain.
And not let it rain for 3 years.
Not rain for 3 years.
Three years and six months.
Then he prayed again, and then it rained for 3 years and 6 months.
感谢主。那么还有一个人，摩西。
Another example is Moses.
摩西脾气很暴躁。Moses
was quick in anger, temper.
而且拙口笨舌。And
he was not very eloquent.
神使用他，塑造他。后来他圣经有一句话说，摩西为人极其谦和。
But God used him and shaped him, and then later on in Hebrews, he says that he has become the most humble in all the earth.
各位弟兄姊妹, 谦卑是一个基督徒的标记。
Humility is a mark of a Christian.
我从来没有看过一个好的基督徒不谦卑的。
I've never seen a good Christian that is not humble.
谦卑是我们每一个人，我的心里柔和谦卑。你们要来学我的样式，来负我的恶，是耶稣讲的话。Jesus
said that I am humble and gentle in spirit.
各位弟兄们，还有第三个人，就是耶稣他的那十二个门徒，我们就讲十一个门徒好了，把这个犹大不算好了。
Our third example is if we look at the 12 apostles, actually 11 will exclude Judas.
他们圣经说他们都是没有学问的小民。And
in the Bible this says that these apostles were not educated.
Yeah, unschooled ordinary men.
他们不是渔夫就是农夫。They were either farmers or fishermen.
不是税吏就是税分瑞党的人。They
were tax collectors or people of the Pharisee sect.
他们都是很软弱的。They
are all very weak.
他们个个都被神所用。But
they were all used by God.
得到神的大能大力到处去传福音和见证。And
by the power of God, they went all around to share the gospel.
他们所做所谓震动了这个世界。And
everything that they did shocked the world.
我的朋友刚刚从印度回来，他说是北印度。 找到了Thomas，我说哪个Thomas？他说那个Doubtful Thomas，我吓一跳。他说他们按照那个圣经耶稣的十二个门徒里面的Doubtful Thomas，在北面的印度死了你，他传道的时候死了你。So
I had a friend that returned from India, and he told me that they recently found the tomb of Thomas. And I asked them which Thomas. And he said the Doubtful Thomas, one of the 12 apostles. He actually shared the gospel to India and died there in northern India. But there may be some of you that would ask me.
他说,徐长老,我已经信耶稣很久了,主耶稣一直住了我心中,为什么我没有基督能力啊?
And you may ask me, well, I've been a Christian for many years, but how come I don't have the power of Jesus?
为什么我的生活中仍然许多弱点,缺点,我没办法帮,没有办法
And why do I still continue to have these weaknesses and flaws and I can't rid myself of these?
各位弟兄,
That's a very important question.
为什么做一个基督徒仍然很软弱呢?
Why do we continue to be weak as Christians?
为什么基督徒没有能力去胜过试探, 为主做见证呢?
Why is a Christian not able to resist temptation and pass the test and do God's work?
只有一个答案,
there is only one answer.
你没有和基督的能力连接起来。
You have not connected with the power of Jesus.
所以我现在用三个方法从圣经中删除找到我们怎么样和神的能力合起来连接合起来好不好?
So through scripture, I'd like to share three ways that we can be connected with the power of Jesus.
第一个方法, 请你看哥林多后书四章第七节。
The first way is we'll look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
Verse 7.
我们找到哥林多后书第四章。 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
四章第七节。我们有这宝贝。 放在瓦器里, 要显明这莫大的能力, 是出于神, 不是出于自己, 我们。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us.
我们告诉你, 这个形容得很好, 瓦器是讲谁啊?
This describes it very well. When it talks about jars of clay, what is this talking about?
就像我们这些人,
We're talking about us.
我们很普通, 我们很容易碎, 很容易受伤, 很容易发脾气。
We are ordinary, we are easily broken, and we're easily angered.
我们很容易受伤, 我们也很容易是一个卑贱平凡的。
And we're very ordinary, and we're easily broken or hurt.
为什么神居然 把他的大能就是主耶稣基督放在我们这个瓦器里面。
So why would God give us this power through Jesus in these jars of clay?
好吧,我们再看一个地方,我们就可以得到这个答案,就是提摩太后书,请大家看提摩太后书2章20节和21节。
Let us look at a second passage, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 and 21.
提摩太后书2章。 第二十节,
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20
在大户人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器有作为贵重的有作为卑贱的人若自洁脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事。
Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver but also of wood and clay. Some for honorable use, and some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. And here it talks about a precious vessel, a valuable vessel.
按照我们一般人的知识和我们的判断，一定是金器银器。
And under our logic, we can see that the valuable vessels are made of gold or silver.
因为金器银器, 第一个, 它很贵重, 它比较贵, 比这个木器瓦器贵重多了。
Because gold and silver are very valuable. Of course, much more precious than wood or clay.
而且它很有光泽, 一擦就很漂亮。
And they're also very bright when and shiny.
如果你说木器瓦器, 就擦出来也没什么光泽。
So when you look at wood or clay, there's no brightness to it.
还有这金器银器比较硬一点，所以它不会变形。但木器瓦器不但容易变形，而一趴地上摔坏。
Of course, also gold and silver are very durable. They're not easily broken or their shape doesn't change. But wood and clay are easily broken.
但是我们看到很多的圣经学者讲得好清楚。 不在乎那外面的那个金银的贵重漂亮和它不变形。
But here many commentators explain that it doesn't matter how bright or how it looks on the outside.
下面两个句,一个自洁,一个圣洁最重要。
The other two words following these verses is honorable and dishonorable.
自洁和圣洁。 圣洁是holy.
Oh, holy.
And 自洁, 自己, cleanse yourself, something like that.
Holy and clean.
主要的就是我们自己要下定决心自己自洁，把你们肮脏污秽的事去掉。
So the more important thing is that we need to be willing to rid ourselves of all the dirt and to cleanse ourselves.
而且我们要保持圣洁。
And we need to remain holy.
这样就成为一个贵重的器皿。
And then this becomes a valuable vessel.
请问你，一个圣洁的神会住在一个不洁的人心中吗？
So let me ask you a question. Will a holy God live in a unclean person?
绝对不可能。
There's no way.
所以我们一样，这个第一天要得到神的能力。 一个就是保持我们这个 vessel， 我们这个 器皿里面空而且洁。
So the first way to receive God's power in us that we need to be empty and we need to be clean.
弟兄们，空就是干干净净的，没有什么乱七八糟的东西。
So when we talk about being empty, there's no trash or garbage that is within us.
请问你的朋友到你家来，你请他喝一杯茶，喝点水，你拿一个脏杯子吗？你拿一个里面乱七八糟东西吗？你一定把它干洗干净，洗得干干净净，把水倒进去，把茶倒进去，奉上。So
let me ask you, when a friend comes to your house to visit and you want to give him a drink of a cup of tea, would you use a cup that is dirty or would you clean the cup first and then pour the tea and give it to him?
神也是一样，他寻找那个里面是空的、干干净净，也是圣洁的器皿，他去住他们中间。
So in the same way, God searches for people that are clean and empty, and that will so that He will allow Himself to live in these.
请问你的瓦器的宝贝，就是里面有那个神在里面。
This vessel that you have is valuable is because God lives in that vessel.
请问我们这个人被造的时候，是用泥土造的时候，主要的我们和天下的这些生物、动物之分别，是我们鼻子吹了一口什么？一口气，我们就变成有灵的活人。有没有这句话？
So when God created us, He created us from the dirt of the earth, but what differentiates us from the other animals is that God breathes His Spirit into us.
我们和天下的禽兽之别，就是我们里面神吹进了这口气。
So we are different from all the other animals of creation is because we have the Spirit of God in us.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们不但要有神的生气在里面，而且保持在里面。
So we not only need to have God's Spirit in us, but we also need to have God's Spirit remain in us.
我们必须要保持自己的圣洁和保持自己干净空空的，我们的圣洁的神才愿意一直居住在你里面。你认为这话对吗？
So we need to remain holy and empty so that we can allow God to live, a holy God to live in us.
第二点，请你们看彼得前书5章5到6节。
The second point, let's look at 2 Peter.
彼得前书
First Peter
第5章第5节，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都以谦卑束腰，要彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you.
谦卑，我再讲的是基督徒的标记。
Again, I say that humility is the mark of a Christian.
我们也要承认自己的软弱，接受自己的软弱。
We need to acknowledge and admit our weaknesses.
我们刚刚讲过，如果一个人不谦卑的话，神会阻挡你，神不喜欢你。So
when we say that if a person is not humble, does not have humility, you are blocked by God. God does not like you.
我很喜欢看 C.S. Lewis， 他100年前。 这个圣徒他写的一句话。
I really like the writings of C.S. Lewis.
他说一个骄傲的人就很讨厌人家骄傲。
It says that a
proud,
arrogant or arrogant. Proud person
just doesn't like people's arrogance.
Oh, doesn't like other people's arrogance.
就是你看的人这个骄傲，这个骄傲，其实你自己也骄傲。
So they, when they look at other people and see that their arrogance and their pride, but in reality, they are arrogant and prideful themselves.
你看人家不顺眼，对不起啊，你自己本身就有一点问题了，对不起。
So when you don't like another person, you don't, the problem is with you.
你很谦卑，你很开放，你好像这个世界就很快乐。
So if you are humble and open, your perception of the world is that you're just happy and you're happy with the world.
你把你的身体关得这么紧紧的 ，narrow-minded， 你什么东西都看不顺。
So if you are closed-minded and you are very close, then nothing in your eyes is.
所以一个骄傲的人就不喜欢人家骄傲。
So an arrogant person doesn't like other people when they're arrogant.
这是 C.S. Lewis 讲的话。
These are the words of C.S. Lewis.
所以在腓立比书。二章三节到四节说，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事，就是彼此相爱。
So in Philippians chapter 2 verse 3 it says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves.
我讲个很短的故事，就是 Hudson Taylor 戴德森在中国内地会的创始人，他在自传里面写了一段小小的故事。
So let me share a short story. Hudson Taylor, a missionary in China.
他说我当成立这个中国内地会的时候，好多人一从英国来告诉我，我是伦敦大学，我是什么大学，三一什么地方，这个好厉害，都是每个都好厉害。
When I established the organization, the missionary organization, a lot of people traveled from England and they would announce their titles.
他们就跟我讲，为什么啊 ，Reverend Hudson， 我来了好久，你还不用我
？So they would ask Hudson Taylor, I've come here for a long time. Why haven't you used me yet?
他就说，我就给他们讲讲。
So I would reply.
他说神他的眼目遍察全地，到处找个合神心意的人。
So he says God searches through the whole earth, and he wants to find someone that after his will.
他说这找到一个人，这个人不错，这个人不错。
Oh, and he finds someone. He says, "Oh, this person is good."
神不用他。
But God does not use him.
神先把他改造。成为神手中的工作。
So God first wants to mold and shape them until he becomes a tool.
其实英文讲呢，就是在腓立比书二章，不是以弗所书二章十节，他成为他的 masterpiece， 手中的工作。他这个字希腊文不是一个 workpiece， 是个 masterpiece， 要成为神手中的杰作。
So in Ephesians, it says he wants to shape and mold this person into a masterpiece.
人先成为他手中的工作，他要改造你，他要修理你，他要把你改成一个他所需要的人。
So in order to become his masterpiece, he needs to mold the person and to shape person.
然后你就成为神的工人。
So that he can be the masterpiece, and then become a servant of God.
Hudson Taylor 说你要知道吧，你们每个人都很有才干。
So Hudson Taylor responds, "Well, everyone have their own capabilities and strengths."
你们都很有恩赐。
And they all have spiritual gifts.
但是神要改造。
But God needs to shape and to mold.
改造他所需要的样式。
And to shape them and mold them to the
就成为他所合用的工人。
So that they can become God's workmanship.
很有意思，我看了以后我就觉得很有意思。
I thought that was very interesting.
而且我们记得，我们每个人要把神的儿子的生命在我们里面慢慢长出来。
So we all know as Christians, we need to have the life of Christ to be manifested in our lives.
我们的人自我太大了，
So we are very prideful and we are very selfish. A lot of times we push Jesus to the side.
记得那个施洗约翰讲的话吧, 他必兴旺, 我必衰微。
So remember the words of John the Baptist, he must become greater and I must become less.
其实希腊文原文是, he increases, I decrease. 好棒, 我觉得更棒。
So in the original language in Greek, it says, he increases and I must decrease.
他越来越大, 越来越大, 我就越来越小, 越来越小。
So he becomes bigger and greater and then I become smaller and smaller.
其实我们每个人, 对不起, 每个人都自己自我太大。
So we all think too highly of ourselves.
神就挤在旁边。
And we squeeze God to the side.
属灵的酒果, 小的这么一点点, 看不出来。
So the fruits of the Spirit is just very small within us. We can't even see
神,
it.
神要拣选一个合用的器皿, 先塑造你。
So before God chooses to use you, he first needs to shape you and mold you.
我讲几句话, 多讲几句话, 我看时间也到, 快到。
I'm going to share a few more words. I know that time's almost up.
我以前读这个, 约翰福音15章的时候, 我有点, 心里有压力。
When I was reading the Gospel of John, chapter 15, I have pressure.
他说我是葡萄树, 你们是枝子, 凡属我结果子的, 我就剪, 凡属我不结果子, 我就剪去, 凡结果子, 我就修理干净, 然后做讲你们要多结果子, 我父就得荣耀, 你们就是我的门徒了, 就第一节, 第二节和第, 第八节。
So in John chapter 15, verse 2, it says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. And then in verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
Oh, 心里很多压力。
So there is a lot of pressure when I read these two verses. So I say, oh, what? I'm not bearing much fruit. What do I do?
结果就是我的行为上要怎样，怎么怎么的，我不够啊。
So bearing fruit means that in my life, I need to show this and that, and this type of behavior, and this type of life, but I don't have enough fruits.
我老是想要怎么样多结果子，怎么样多结果子。
So I keep thinking of ways of how I can bear more fruit.
可不可以去这个地方，去那个地方，去这我一天呢，在想。 我们家儿子还跟我讲，爸爸，你怎么一天要出去啊？
So is the way that to bear my fruit, I need to go to this place and that place. And my son would ask, how come you're always out of the house?
他说，我们儿子说，你比我出去还多。
So my son would say, well, you go out more than I do.
我告诉你，后来我发现，我从一个圣经中得两个，第四节、第五节，我念给你听啊，十五章第四节啊，我念给你听啊，这是第四节。 你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
And then I found the answers in verse 4. It says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
这很好的话。什么意思呢? 我们不需要想到我有没有结果子，我要结果子，结果子，一天到晚想结果子。
So these words are clear. We don't have to keep thinking about, oh, how am I going to bear fruit?
你只要连接在枝子上,
all you need to do is to abide and be connected to the
vine. 他在我里面, 我在他里面,
I abide in him and he abides in me.
这个生命的连接就自自然然结果, 请问你, 一个有生命的树, 它自然就会长。
And this is the natural sequence of plants. The branches are connected to the branch.
我以前老是想结果子，结果子，现在想到怎么和神 连接起来。
So before I kept thinking about ways of how I can bear fruit, but now I think about, well, how am I going to be connected to the vine?
我最后讲一个小小的故事，很多人听过了，就是两年前。
So I'm going to share a short story many of you have heard. About 2 years ago,
when Jeremy Lin, 就是林书豪，在我们 Lakers 打球的时候，他打两年，后来就被 trade 到 Charlotte Hornets.
When Jeremy Lin played for LA Lakers, and then for 2 years, then he was traded.
那个 LA Times Sports 那个 news reporter 就问他， Hi Jeremy, how come you're playing so well? 你怎么打球打这么棒？
So a reporter from LA Times asked him, why do you play such good ball?
是不是你的秀球啊, score, 你秀球是特别棒?
Is it because you are an accurate shooter or a good shooter?
他说我不是。
He answered no.
那你怎么会打这么棒?
So he asked him, well, how come you're such a good player?
他说没有别的诀窍，就一个诀窍。
There's only
one secret.
就是我的基本动作特别好。 It is because I have very good fundamentals and basic.
什么叫基本动作？ 他说我的球运到别人超不了我的球，别人想超也超不到。
So what does it mean to have these basic skills and these fundamentals? Is because when I dribble, no one can steal the ball away from me.
而且我的 pass 常常 pass the open man 呢 easily score 很容易就秀球拿到我的助攻。
And I pass very well and accurate, so when I pass, the other person shoots and I get the assist.
他说这就是一个人运球, pass球, 那是最重要。
So it's very important for a basketball player to be able to dribble and to pass.
我告诉你, 基督徒, 你的基本动作在什么地方?
So let me ask you, what are the fundamentals and the basic skills that you need as a Christian?
只有祷告, 只有读经, 没有别的方法。
It is through prayer and the reading of God's Word.
请你不要读今天读的一大堆三天不读，然后又读了三天五天不读。
So don't be inconsistent and read for 3 days and miss four days and then read another 5 days and then miss another 4 days.
神和我们的交通只有经过读经、祷告和弟兄姐妹的见证才能沟通。
So our communication and our connection with God is through prayer and is through the reading of the word and the testimonies between brothers and sisters.
所以你要把你自己属灵的生命建造起来，要和神的能力沟通的话，只有把你的属灵生命好好的读经、祷告和神亲近。
So in order for you to grow in your spiritual life and to be connected and to communicate with God, that is through consistent prayer and the reading of God's word.
好了，我们讲最后一点。
So the last way I'm going to share.
如果你们都知道，大卫在诗篇一百五十篇里面，大卫写的七十八篇还是七十九篇，忘了。
If you know in the book of Psalm, chapter 150, written by David, I think David wrote the first 79 chapters.
但是他这个诗篇里面最不朽的一篇就是诗篇二十三篇。
But the most famous psalm written by David is Psalm
23。他就说，他说你耶和华是我的牧者，我必不知缺乏。他领我到什么可睡在什么地方？对不起，我讲讲我自己的搞不清楚了。对不起，我们大家一起来念念好不好？诗篇第二十三篇，这个大家都好多人都会背的啊，我一下子背不出来了。 耶和华是我的牧者，我必不知缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我跌的面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满意。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
So Psalm chapter 23 says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, with my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
感谢主，这是一个不朽的诗篇。
Thank God that this is a
不朽，
不朽，啊、huh? timeless psalm.
那个字里行间里面表现出大卫和神中间亲密的关系。
So here is you can see the intimate relationship between David and God.
不管他躺卧在地青草地上，在可安歇的水边，都有神的同在。
Whether if it's lying down in green pastures or beside still waters, he's in the presence of God.
经过死荫的幽谷，在敌人面前摆设宴席，也有神的同在。
As he walks through the valley of the shadow of death, or when God prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies, there's presence of God there as well.
各位弟兄姊妹，人只看重我们的棒的地方，看重我们好的地方。
Man only sees our strengths and the areas that we are good.
神看重我们和他亲密的关系。
But God looks at the intimate relationship that we have with Him.
神看重的我们愿意和神永远的同在。
God looks at the eternal relationship that we have with Him.
顺境同在，逆境同在，在敌人面前你也和我同在。
Whether it's through in the presence of the enemies, or when things are going well, or when things are going bad, you have the presence of the Lord.
他关心的是我们和他的关系。
What he cares about is our relationship with him.
我请问你，在座你们所有人，你们有孩子的，你们是不是到你的孩子老的时候，你还希望你的孩子和你很好的关系？请问你。
So let me ask you, with people with children. At your old age, would you still want your children to still have an intimate relationship with you?
因为你和他有这样亲密的关系，所以他就愿意把他的能力和他的优点倾倒福气倾倒在你身上。
So because of your intimate relationship with him, he's willing to give you the ability and the power and cover you with them.
所以有了基督能力，才能够软弱为强。
So when you have the power of Jesus, that can turn your weakness into strength.
才能够去掉软弱，才能够变为刚强。
So that you can rid yourself of your weaknesses.
所以第一个要件，我们像瓦器啊，要有空和竭。
So the first way is that you need to be as jars of clay. You need to be empty and you need to be clean.
第二个就像以利亚一样，我们也要有谦卑顺服，外面谦卑，里面顺服。
So the second way is to be like Elijah and to have humility and to have submission.
第三，像大卫一样和神有很亲密的关系。
And the third way is to be like David, to have an intimate and close relationship with God.
各位弟兄们，这个神的能力的倾倒在我们身上，不是一朝一夕。
So to have the strength of God within us is not an overnight thing.
是很久很久，慢慢慢慢的，很久忍耐的。
And it is cultivated through time.
我最后讲个小小的故事结束。
So I'd like to conclude with a short story.
我希望两分钟结束，因为时间就是12点半。
I hope to complete my story in 2 minutes.
有一个很有名的钢琴家。
There is a famous pianist.
Pianist 在第二次世界大战的时候。
During the Second War.
Jan Ignacy Paderewski.
His name was Jan Ignacy Paderewski.
这 Paderewski 是波兰人。
He was Polish.
他很会弹肖邦的作品，他弹了好多肖邦的作品。
And he was very good at playing pieces from Chopin.
那么他在二次世界大战的时候，因为波兰被纳粹灭了，所以他要为他的祖国要去筹款，去帮助他的祖国波兰。
So during the time when the Nazis conquered Poland, he needed to play a piece to raise funds for his...
他在英国的伦敦开一个大的演奏会。
So he gave a concert in London.
前面一排的人每一个票要1000美金。
So for the first row of his concert, each ticket would be about $1,000.
US dollars. 那个是很贵。
So that's very expensive during that time.
因为他要把这个钱去帮助他的祖国。
Because he needs to raise these funds for his country.
后面的也要四五百块，最上面的也要100块，好贵。
So in the rows further down, it would be like $400, and in the balcony area, it would be hundreds of dollars.
奇怪，所有的票都卖光。
And it was a sold out concert.
因为他很有名。
Because he was a famous pianist.
他不但是演奏家，而且是作曲家。
So he's not only a he's also a composer.
结果那天8点钟演奏会开始。
So at 8 o'clock, that's when the time the concert starts.
所有的观众啊，都7:30都差不多来了。
So everyone in the audience about filled the seats around 7:30.
前面第一排有个胖太太带了个6岁的儿子。
So in the first row, there was a heavy lady with a son that was 6 years old.
那么这个孩子来了以后坐那里，他们孩子很无聊，坐着，妈妈，我要上厕所。
So this 6 year old was sitting there and was getting impatient, and he told his mom, I need to use the restroom.
妈妈就带他上厕所。
So his mom took him to the restroom.
没有超5分钟，他说：“妈妈，我要再上厕所。”
So after 5 minutes, he tells his mom, "Oh, I need to go use the restroom again."
妈妈说：“不是刚刚上过了吗？”
His mom asked, "Well, didn't you just go?"
我还要上，你要我尿到裤子上。
So the little boy answered, "Well, I need to go again. Do you want me to wet my pants?"
妈妈说：“好了，你自己去吧，你知道怎么去吧。”
Okay, the mother says to the son, "Well, you go. You know where the restroom is now."
这孩子就要听这句话。 他就出去了。
So the son left and went by himself.
他不是去厕所，要找地方怎么样到后台去。
But he didn't go to the restroom. He wanted to find a way where he can go to the backstage.
好了，到了，还有10分钟，就8点钟了，要演奏会开始了。
So in about 10 minutes, the concert is about to start.
他妈妈说怎么还不回来？
And the mom started getting worried and said, "Oh, how come he's not back yet?"
忽然间，大孩子呜呜呜讲话了，为什么？Then
all of a sudden, the crowd started stirring up.
那个 grand piano 就像三角形，比这个还大哦。 Grand piano 上面这些已经坐了个小孩子在弹琴。So
on stage, there was already a kid on the grand piano.
那个打开的琴，他坐那，他很得意。So
he's sitting at the chair, trying about to play the piano.
他就当当当当当当当当当当当当当，他就弹这个。So
he started playing a simple tune.
哎呀，人家说，哎，那谁家小孩子，下来，叫他下来。And
then people were like, "Oh, who is this little kid? Tell him to come down off the stage."
那个胖太太本来不注意的。So
the heavy lady was like, "Oh, was not aware of that."
啊，这我们家孩子。
Then she looked up and said, "Oh, that's my child."
他走走走去，哎，叫他的小名，你赶快下来啊，下来啊！
So he called out to the child, "Get off the stage."
那小孩子根本不在乎他妈的话。So
the child didn't listen.
还在当当当当当当当，
and continue to play that
tune。在弹了好几，大概他只会这首歌。
Probably only knew that tune, so he kept playing the same tune.
哗，大家都鼓掌了，这小孩子再见。
Then everyone started clapping, and then the kid thought that everyone was clapping for him, so he bowed on the stage. But in reality, it was because Podorovsky was coming on the stage, came out on stage.
这个大师看到一个小孩子坐着弹琴啊。
This master sees a little child playing the piano.
他也没有把他的蹦丢下去，没有。
He didn't take the kid and kick him off the stage.
他就走过去，走到他后面。
And then he walked behind the child.
他把他自己能力这个抚劈他，右手弹高的低音，用这小孩子的当当当当做主调。 他 variation， 啪这一点，这里边非常非常。他后来第二天记者说，我从来没听过这么好的音乐会。So
he went over to the kid, and the kid, as he was playing the same tune, went over the kid and started playing the tune in sync with the simple tune that the kid was playing.
结果这女孩子的笨拙的, 这是变成主调, 哦, 当当当当当的, 硬邦邦的主调, 她在旁边加上很多很多不同的东西上去, 她说, 她, 然后她讲, hold on, hold on, 赶快继续下去, 继续下去, keep on, hold on, hold on, 就一直鼓励她。
So he kept encouraging the kid to continue to play the cymbal tune as he started playing these different variations to supplement that tune.
小孩子看着他,好高兴,越弹越高兴。
And the kid was very happy that he had a chance to continue to play.
这个事情第二天的报纸就说,大师就是大师,他可以化腐朽为神奇。 画一个很笨的东西变成巧的东西.
So the next day, the news was big news that this master can be such a master that can use something so simple and make it great.
后来最后他就把小孩子手抓了，两个人一起来鞠躬.
And then he took the child by the hand and then bowed together on stage.
小孩子高兴死了，他觉得大家都为他鼓掌。
And the kid was very happy and thought that everyone was applauding for him.
当然后面的下一半就是大师自己的表演了。
Of course, the second half of the concert then was Petrovsky playing himself.
这个故事他后面就说基督徒啊基督徒啊你以为你在教会中的服事你以为你在社会上服事都是你的本领吗你还不是在弹那个当当当当当当吗
So the lesson here is for Christians is that you think that your service at church or your contribution to the society is out of your own capability.
你没有想到是神的能力抚庇你吗?
Isn't it because of God's power that overshadows you?
你没有想到神用他的帮助你把一个腐朽为神奇吗?
Isn't Him making something simple and weak into something great?
所以保罗说, 我的恩典是神说，神，我的恩典是够你用的。我的能力是在软弱上显得完全。So
Paul says, "When I am weak, I am strong."
Still the same. Second Corinthians 12:9-10. 所以保罗说，我为基督缘故，我觉得我的软弱和凌辱。 和极难和逼迫困苦，我认为是可喜乐的，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候基督就和我同在，我什么时候就刚强了。So
it says, but he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
最后我再 repeat 一下。
So lastly, I just want to repeat once more.
你的瓦器要空要洁。
The jar of clay needs to be clean and empty.
你要外面谦卑,里面顺服。
You have to be humble on the outside and submissive on the inside.
你要像大卫一样,随时随在要和基督 在一起,他的同在帮助你。
And you have to be like David, have the presence of God and be connected with God at all times.
弟兄姊妹,你软弱吗? 保罗说,有谁软弱,我不软弱呢?
Dear brothers and sisters, are you weak? And Paul says, who is not weak? I am weak.
有谁跌倒,我不焦急呢?
Who does not fall and
感谢主，我们就在这个时候，我们就仰望神，他用他的能力，在你软弱的时候帮助你，叫你刚强。So
let us focus on Jesus. When we are weak, we allow God's strength to cover us.
好，我们一起做个祷告结束。Let
us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。Dear
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
人的软弱，只有和基督能力 一起结合的时候，我们就发现，我们就变得刚强。
When it is through our weakness, you are made strong.
我们并不是说我们能, 而是你能, 我们只要肯不肯。
And it's not because that we can. We know that you can. The question is, are we willing?
求主真是和我们讲话的时候，说谁肯为我去呢？ 我们说神啊, 我在这里, 请差遣我。
And it's our prayer that we would always be willing when God calls us and asks us, who is willing?
求主真是保守这个教会。
We pray that you may bless this church.
这个教会是你 成立的教会是你要传福音的教会。
And this church is established by you to share the gospel.
也谢谢你在这个教会里面使用我们这些无用的器皿。
And we thank you that you use these useless vessels.
特别求你保守下个礼拜, 当 Alex 和 James 要 ordain 成为一个长老的时候, 你和他们的同在。
And we also pray that you be with Elder Alex and Elder James during the ordination next week, and that you be with them.
主求你让这个整个的聚会成一个荣耀的聚会。
And may the ordination be a ceremony that glorifies your name.
让我们众人为他们祝福。
And may everyone bless them.
让他们不但侍奉这个教会，也侍奉你的国度。
So that not only will they serve this church, but also serve your kingdom.
谢谢你今天。 在这一代一代兴起那些爱主侍奉你的人。
And we thank you, Lord, that you bring up generation after generation of those that love you.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢，乃是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.